Hello, GWA Backstage. This is Baller Truth, and I'm coming to you today with a questionnaire of Deadly Lucky Seven's 13 titillating thoughts. I decided to answer this, or fill, this request for answers, because I really want to know what the questions are, but there's a big part in bold and caps that says, don't cheat and read the questions ahead of time. So in order for me to read these questions, I have to do these questions. So I'm all about following directions most of the time. Sitting in front of a fire with a beautiful view of the bay while I do this. So I figure what better time. And so here we go. Without further ado, drum roll. Number one, polyamorous, parentheses, multiple partner, close parentheses, relationships are becoming more and more common these days. Do you believe that humans should be monogamous, parentheses, single partner, close parentheses, or does polyamory sound like a thing you could get into? Well, being that I'm in a polyamorous relationship, I'm pretty sure poly's a thing I can get into. I am not meant for monogamy. I tried that for a long time and was terrible at it. I was a serial monogamist in that I would have a boyfriend, things would be going okay, get bored, whatever, and then I'd meet somebody else and start flirting with them and then end up cheating on my current boyfriend with them, then breaking up with my current boyfriend to then get together with this person, only to start the cycle over again. And I did that a couple times in high school, college, and it's just, it's not healthy, and it's not the way I want to live my life. So I thankfully made the discovery of polyamory, and much happier with it. So there you go. Number two, on a scale of 1 to 7, how aroused are you at this very second? Well, I don't know, is 1 good, or is 1 not aroused and 7 very aroused, I'm guessing? If so, I'd give myself a 3. I just got off the phone with somebody that I really like. So, yeah, I'll give myself a 3 or 4. Let's say a 4. Number 3. Most people don't record themselves masturbating or reading erotic scripts to post on the internet. Do you think that because of this, we are perverts? I don't want to speak for other people. I'm not big on that. So I would say, I know for myself, the reason I like masturbating into a microphone or reading erotic scripts to post on the internet, I think I am a pervert, but that's just one facet of my perversiosity. I like to make up words. I think I do this because I'm a pervert and I enjoy it. So there you go. Number 4, if reincarnation was real, what would you be reincarnated in or as in your next life? Well, if reincarnation was real and I'm a human being in this life, assuming that along with reincarnation comes that whole karmic retribution thing, I'd like to think I would be like a dolphin or a sea otter, you know, something like that. I don't think I've done anything particularly bad that I would come back as like a dung beetle or something. I think a dolphin or an otter would be nice. If I am reincarnated as a non, like, human, I think those would be good choices. Number 5. If you could choose any flavor for your cum / pussy juice to taste like, what would it be? Pineapple, I guess. I like pineapple. And I think that, you know, I don't, like, I would worry about having weird flavors. I thought maybe marshmallow, but then I thought, you know, that'd be really kind of gross if you're not in the mood for marshmallows. And also, like, would it cause the consistency to be more like marshmallow? By the way, I'm sorry I'm so twitchy on this audio. If you can hear me like rubbing my skin or scratching myself, it's because sitting in front of a fire makes my skin tingle, and I'm trying to like protect basic parts of my skin with my hand and dissipate some of that heat. But yeah, I think pineapple would be a good flavor. I think it would be good. Yeah. Six, let's assume that humankind is given definitive proof that there is no God, no fate, no purpose in life. Is this thought liberating or depressing to you? It's neither. It's whatever. I don't really, you know, I talk about fate and, you know, that things were meant to be or whatever, but that's more of a statement. Not that I believe in fate, but more that nothing we do is going to influence one way or the other, you know, the outcome of our life in the end. It's things that we can exert control over, we do. But, you know, we're all going to end up dead someday. And it doesn't matter if you're a, you know, gluten-free, vegan, non-soy fruitarian, or, you know, if you were a big game hunter that killed really cute animals, we're all going to end up dead someday. So, boy, this is a really depressing fucking conversation question thing. So, sorry. Yeah. If there was definitive proof that there is no God, no fate, no purpose in life, I think it would just change people's focus. I hope it would. It would cause them to go, okay, well, I need to provide that focus. I need to, or that purpose in life. I need to figure out what I want to do and not rely on some outside force to give me purpose. That was a really depressing question. I don't know, not depressing. It's like really not thought-provoking. Oh, it was thought-provoking, obviously, but anyways. If you were in a horror film, who would you be according to the archetypes? The stoner, the virgin, the jock, the nerd? I would be the class clown. So hopefully as comic relief, I wouldn't be the one to die. But I probably would be the one to die because I'd be the one sitting there yelling at other people for doing stupid things. Number eight, you decide to make a romantic dinner, not diner, for someone you're hoping to do the horizontal baby boogie with. Really? Is that what we're calling that now? We can't just call it sex or fucking? I mean, making love? That kind of thing? We have to call it the horizontal baby boogie. What if I don't want kids? Nah. Anyways. What is your go-to meal to cook? To cook? I don't know. Probably something Japanese, something sukiyaki-ish seems to be good, offers a bit of variety, shows off a little bit of my cooking and my cultural background, so probably something like that. Number nine, if you were a Greek god, which would you be? I would be Hermes, because I would like to be very fast like that. And run around and deliver messages and be very fleet of foot. Number 10, Rene Descartes is sitting in a bar. Bartender came over and asked if he would like another drink. He replied, "I think not," and he vanished. Wait, this isn't a question. Sorry, I forgot what I was doing for a second. How about, what is your favorite joke? Oh, sweet baby Jesus. I have a few favorite jokes. One of my favorite jokes is to tell in a relatively quiet-ish environment, like a restaurant or a bar that's, you know, fairly upscale or trendy, where people are being very dignified or aloof, that sort of thing. And the joke is, you tell this one kind of quietly because it's you want people to lean in and kind of get closer to you. And you'll say, "How do you sell a duck to a deaf person?" And everybody leans in. So the question is, how do you sell a duck to a deaf person? And when somebody says, I don't know how, you yell really loud, hey, you want to buy a duck? That one's really funny. At least it was to me. I told that joke a lot when I was in Puerto Rico for work. It was pretty hilarious. Number 11, what is your favorite flavor of Kool-Aid? Warning, I do not accept grape as a flavor of Kool-Aid, and shit is purple flavor. Oh, that shit is purple flavor. Until the day I eat a grape that tastes like purple Kool-Aid, I refuse to acknowledge it as grape. I've never actually drunk Kool-Aid. Not really. I mean, I might have, like somebody's mom may have had it in the freezer. But if that was, or the fridge, in which case I'd say red flavored. Red flavor is always delicious. 12, how tall are you? I am 5'1". Number 13, if you were to go on a road trip, quote unquote, coming of age type story in which you face incredible odds along with a plethora of hilarious sexual misadventures, who would be the 3 GWA users you would bring with you and why? Gosh, 3 GWA users I would bring with me and why. I would bring Vector Jockey along because he did a collaboration with me, my very first one. And he seems like a useful type to have around. I would bring, who are the other two I would bring? Playful, because she would play games with me and it would be super fun. So a playful little one. And I would also bring the Ass King, because he's funny and, he makes me laugh and that's always important. So there you go. I'm not sure I'm actually going to publish this, because, I'm pretty sure it sounds like shit and my joke was terrible. So I don't know. I'll try and decide later. Anyways, thanks for listening. And this is Baller Truth signing out. I'll talk to y'all later.